Is your radio station website a destination that somebody has to go to every day, perhaps on one of these or in a browser? Well, today we'll talk about why it should be a destination and uncover some tips to get you there.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and thank you for your willingness to move your radio station website forward. Just the fact that you're here, it gives me some indication that you want to move your radio station website forward, either get more visitors or more revenue. Hey, do me a favor. Be sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. And if you're on YouTube, be sure that you subscribe, like, and tell everybody in your radio circle about Better Radio Websites, because that helps our podcast and our channel grow. We're not in it for the money, but it is great for that. We can get more of this information out there to radio stations that need it. And those likes and subscribes help the algorithm reach more people that need this help. All right, so this week we're talking about if your radio station website is a destination or not. Hopefully it is. Now, there's a reason that you pick up the phone every day and head to Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever your favorite social media outlet is. It's because those services have new and exciting content every single day or every single hour. And that's what keeps you coming back. I bet you don't feel that same way about your radio station website, because you probably can't update it that often, or maybe the website is too much. There's a lot of folks out there that still think that, you know, doing a website is not doing radio. And so they're not into keeping and updating their radio station website. Well, I used to have that mindset too, because back when I was at Clear Channel and I was doing a regular air shift every day, and I was production director and digital content director at the same time or whatever, I didn't really see the value in doing the website stuff. I wanted to do radio. That's why I got into the business. I didn't get into the radio business to do websites. So I didn't see the value in it. But if I knew then what I know now, I would not only have the hottest blog in the market, I'd have it across the entire region, because there's all kinds of things that I would be doing to see my little page on our station website grow. And so if you have that mindset now and you're not there yet, what we're doing is we are portraying that mindset onto our listeners. We're letting them know that our websites are not that important. They're not that important to us. And so they, in turn, never go there. Or if they go there, okay, and then they never come back. And so the problem with that is that we're leaving money on the table out there. And so that is why we've come up with this podcast and this blog post to kind of educate you. And so hopefully you don't fall into that trap. Now, a destination website, it's one that encourages engagement, and it encourages people to come back time after time after time. Now, we're not saying that your radio station website has to be a social media platform like Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. It can still be a vibrant community hub that complements your on-air content, enhances listener experience, and ultimately increases the revenue through advertising. So more visitors and more revenue. So why make your website a destination? Why is that important? Well, increased listener engagement. A destination website fosters a deeper connection with listeners. Engaged listeners, they're more likely to tune in regularly and participate in station-hosted events or contests, enhance brand loyalty. When listeners feel connected to the station's digital presence, they're more likely to become fans and visit you wherever you are at events, and they're going to listen more often because they're making a more of a an inside bond with your radio station. So not only, I mean, we already, you know, foster that connection on air. What we're doing online is we're kind of taking that a little bit step, just a step or two forward, because they're able to connect with us wherever they are, whenever they are, and however, how many other devices that they have, they can still connect with us online. And that loyalty can be leveraged to increase ratings and advertising sales. You can diversify your revenue streams. A well-trafficked website will attract more advertisers. You can offer subscription services. There's some stations that are doing that. Not sure they're really doing very well with that, because everybody has so many subscriptions now. But you'd really have to have some sort of a fantastic offering in order to offer a subscription. But if you have a morning show that's super hot and they do something that is off the air, that is not included on air or on the website, they could do that for, you know, that could fall under a subscription model. So that could work for your radio station. Also, you can sell branded merchandise. We mentioned this a couple podcasts ago, how you can sell station swag and not actually have to have any kind of inventory that you keep up with. So all of this is going to be fostering a better connection with our listeners, and it is going to bring additional revenue. Also, data collection and listener insights. Regular visitors provide data from basic demographics to behavior patterns that can help you tailor both on-air and online content to meet this audience's needs a whole lot better. So how can your radio station website become a destination? Well, here are some tips that you can kind of think about and kind of mold to your specific situation. Of course, content that complements your on-air programming, that's going to be first and foremost, like podcasts, on-demand content, offer exclusive content, or the ability to catch up on missed programs, behind-the-scenes material, like sharing videos or blogs featuring interviews with your host, people that come into the radio station, special guests, and even a behind-the-curtain look at how the radio station is run. All of that can foster a deeper connection with your listeners and the ones that are really true fans of your radio station. And then there's user-generated content. We've talked about that on numerous other podcasts and blog posts, and that is probably going to be one of the best things that you can do for your radio station website, is encourage your listeners to give you content to put on the radio station website, whether that be photos or news or events, obituaries, anything like that. Have them submit that content. If you haven't listened to our podcast on user-generated content, we'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And then there are interactive and regularly updated features that you can do. Live interaction, implement real-time interactions during shows such as live polls or chat rooms. You could do this in social media channels, but you can also do it on your website as well. Dynamic playlists, where they update music playlists regularly and include listener recommendations or trending tracks. Take all of the comments about the tracks that you are playing on the radio station from an online poll or a form, and actually put those on the website so that other people can see those comments and maybe interact with those comments. No, I don't agree with that, or yes, I agree with that, or whatever, because that interaction will be sure to give you more of that user-generated content. And then there are also contests and giveaways. Regular contests encourage daily visits. And you can ensure that entry process happens smoothly, whether it's either on your mobile device or on the station website. There's community engagement. All of this goes back. You see this community engagement thing with the user-generated content and stuff like that. You can also enable comments on your radio station website and create a space for listeners to discuss your news posts, your programs, the music, local events, everything. And then local event listings. Become the hub for community events, not just hosted by the radio station, but anything that's happening in your local area or in your region, like concerts coming to the area or charity events and a whole lot more. You can get as deep as you want to with events, even down to the local yard sales and things like that that are happening on the weekend. Have people submit that information to be included on the website, because chances are, if they include that on the website and it appears on the website, they're going to be sharing it out on their social media channels. Go here to check out our yard sale this weekend or something like that. All right. So, and then there's unique local content that you can look at implementing. Look for opportunities in your area for content that is not being served that your audience might like. That's going to be different for every area of the country. Let's say you have a radio station on the coast and nobody is covering sailing events. Your radio station website could be the one that specializes in sailing events or canoe or camping or anything like that. So it's going to be different for every single market, but look for opportunities to create local, unique content that can only be found on your radio station website. And then there's the seamless user experience that you want to think about. But mobile optimization is one of them. Ensure that your website is mobile friendly. As many users can visit it from any device that they want to pull up, be sure that they can do that. Be sure that your website loads fast. Optimize the website speed to reduce bounce rates and improve your user experience. One of the biggest issues across every radio station website that I have ever seen is that the people that are uploading content to the website do not optimize the images that they're uploading. So all of these large images, they attribute to the website loading very slow. And so we've gotten actually calls saying, hey, why is my website loading so slow? Well, it's because you have these huge images and there are 50 of them on your homepage. So that is something that you have to be mindful of, is be sure that your website loads fast every single time. Also, be sure that your navigation is easy and everything that your listener would want to find if they came to your radio station website is easy to find somewhere in the navigation. They don't have to go through a submenu of a submenu of a submenu to get to what they're looking for. Another thing is regularly promoting your radio station website. This is something that I listen to a lot of radio stations out there, and I can go listening for hours and never hear the website even being mentioned, much less go to our website for this specific thing. So you do want to promote your website very often throughout the day. Tie it into programming by directing listeners to the site for extended content, exclusive offers, important information like news, events. Your talent should be mentioning the website every third, fourth, fifth type break in order to keep drawing those listeners back to the radio station website. And what you're doing when you do that is you're just increasing that engagement opportunity to where they have the website open, they're listening to the radio station, they're going back to the website, and so it's this big circle that of content that keeps them engaged with the radio station a whole lot longer. Then there's social media integration. Use social media to drive traffic to the website. Tease website content on these platforms. Do not put all of the content within your Facebook page or your Twitter or your Instagram or something like that. Always put a tease there with the meat of it on the radio station website, because you want to increase the visitors of your radio station website, increasing the SEO, getting it to where we can show more engagement to our advertisers that want to advertise with us. There's so many reasons not to stop the conversation on social media, but engage them on our station website. Then there's cross promotions. Collaborate with local businesses or events to cross promote the content on your radio station website, and maybe put some of their content on your website that links back to them, and be sure that they can do the same. That for some reason, maybe you did a local news story on the local dog shelter, and then the dog shelter shares that out on their social media page, maybe puts a link to that post on their website. So there are a lot of things that you can do to cross promote that we're not charging them for that. They are doing it and they are giving us the additional traffic to our station website. So how often do you promote your station website? We mentioned that briefly here just a second ago, But promoting the website should be an ongoing effort, integrating into your regular programming and marketing strategies throughout the day, every single day. On-air mentions several times per day. If it were up to me, it'd be, you know, like I said, every third, fourth, or fifth break. Something about the website, something on the website is specifically mentioned, not just go to our website at xyz.com. I sometimes mention to our clients and the ones that have a disconnect with the radio station website and that mindset that I was talking about, I'm like, think about your radio station website as a radio station, not a website that's something over here that we only touch when we have to, or we only mention when we have to, something that we don't really care about. It's kind of like a, you know, something that we have to do, but it's over here to the side. Think of it as another radio station that is simulcasting what you're doing on air. Because we've always heard the advice to everything that we do on air should be reflected on our radio station websites. Because if somebody misses a part of something, then they can go to the website and get it. And so if you think about your content on your radio station website as your programming, there needs to be somebody that kind of massages that, looks at the data, ratings, and kind of adjust that content to maybe we need to take something away that's not performing well, or add something in, more of something that is performing well. You have your ad blocks on different pages throughout the website. Those are like stop sets. And then the ads that rotate within those ad blocks are commercials. They're banner ads. And so there's a lot of similarities to running a website that is exactly the same, just different terminology, as running a radio station. And when you can think about the website as a radio station that's simulcasting what your other station is doing, then it's a whole lot easier to get sellers on board and get people wanting to create content that helps that website grow. All right. So that's one thing. It's all about making it a destination. All of this, everything that we've talked about today, is to like keep people coming back day after day after day. And so whenever you can do that, you're going to create a powerful tool that supports and enhances your on-air content. It engages your audience in meaningful ways and opens up new revenue channels. Remember, the goal is to make your website not just a part of your listener's day, but the highlight of it. Like I said, it's a destination. In return, you can benefit from a more engaged audience and increased revenue from those advertisers. Now, do you need help with your radio station website? We're here to help. We're not that good at studio lighting, but we're great at radio station websites. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.